So it's chill out time at Fringe Central, early evening, and I've bumped into James McLean, whose show Good Manners Gone Bad is at Gilded Balloon at the Rose Theatre. James, how's your Fringe going so far?
It's been going really well. It's definitely a learning experience. Learning to do your show under any circumstances, I think, is one of the good lessons to take away from this.
Tell us about the show.
So the show is a... it's kind of a fusion of theatre, comedy, cabaret. So it's about a guy who's too polite for his own good and accidentally ends up working for ambiguously sort of Eastern European mobster and needs to try to get out of it without offending anybody.
Is this you?
It's, you know, loosely based on my own experiences. the character is called Peter Hart, but it's basically a James character with a different name, yeah.
So tell us how that show got born, the first moment you decided to do this and how it then developed.
It kind of developed just before the deadline for registration for Adelaide Fringe last year.
Okay.
So it was ready for Edinburgh, but I wasn't really planning to do Adelaide Fringe, but then kind of had this idea for a show and, you know, 48 or 72 hours before the deadline, sort of bashed out a bit of an outline and went, oh, I think I can turn this into an hour-long show. So again, got the registration and venue happening, you know, all within about 3 days, which usually takes 3 weeks or so for me. Managed to get it done in time for Adelaide and off it went.
And so is that about sitting down and writing a script in a couple of hours or a draft, or did it, you know, did you keep coming back to it? You were there at 2 a.m, adding a bit more?
That was just sort of bashing out an outline of the story. And then I had, you know, a few months to actually write the script and rehearse it and get it up to speed for Adelaide, thankfully. So it's sort of the fastest kind of conception to performance I've had for a show, though, which is, it was about 9 months, so I could have either had a baby or a show in that time.
We had a show. So just diving a bit deeper then, as a character comedian, a character actor, how do they come about? Do you make them up and then populate them with your, you know, voices, or do they find you in a spooky way?
The main character, Peter Hart, he's pretty strongly based on myself, and sort of a bit of a caricature of myself, I suppose.
So he was easy to do?
He was pretty easy to do because, the sorts of things he finds himself doing, I can sort of see myself getting myself into those situations through just, you know, not wanting to offend anybody and just being nice and all that. One of the characters was kind of based on... Well, the other characters mainly are based on people that I've worked with in my illustrious hospitality career, which, you know, once you've got a degree in acting, you've got all the qualifications you need to work in hospitality.
So. Did you workshop them with yourself? Did you get other people in a rehearsal room?
Started off just sort of workshopping with myself, I'd sort of run through little bits and pieces with one of my friends who's a very good cabaret sort of MC and performer and songwriter based in Melbourne. So I sort of did some stuff with him and he'd give me a few pointers here and there for, the characterisations. But the voices and all of that just sort of come out with the character as I'm writing, largely, yeah.
I know that Adelaide and, you know, the Australian scene likes its cabaret. I mean, have you gone and fused it with cabaret because that's higher demand, or was there a good artistic reason to go beyond just, say, a solo comedy character show?
My first shows, I actually started out doing kind of more, I guess, you know, inverted commas, traditional cabaret. I started out doing this thing called Cabaret Summer School in Adelaide with really good cabaret performers, Matthew Carey and Catherine Campbell, who people may not know over here in Edinburgh, but in Adelaide they're kind of a big deal. But that was really fun, and so my first show kind of emerged out of that as sort of a quite traditional cabaret show, and that was called A Kick in the Head and Other Seduction Techniques.
So you'd already begun with cabaret rather than character theatre?
Yeah, so it sort of started out as cabaret, and then sort of over the three shows it's kind of morphed more into the character-based theatre-y side of things. But I like to keep the songs in because it gives a bit of a point of difference, and I enjoy doing the songs, and it's a sort of, you know, good way to drive the narrative forward. Yeah. As well, yeah.
So I'm going to call this kind of it's either the horror or not fantasy question. If I kind of offered you loads of funding to turn this into a serious solo play, could you and would you?
Yeah, I think I could. I think a lot of it would be about, because it's very kind of easy to tour, I call it.
Right.
Very tourable.
You in a suitcase.
Pretty much. It's me and one prop and whatever chair is available at the venue.
I suppose I'm partly asking, you know, particularly again maybe in this scene, could you imagine yourself doing it? Do people hide in comedy?
Yeah, I think... yeah, I think so. I think I could definitely... Yeah, I'd really like to be able to put some more to it, I think.
Right.
Which is possibly my aim for next year, to kind of, you know, build some more flesh around it and turn it into a bit more of a production. Mm. Yeah.
I'm sitting in, the third row of your show. I'm glad I came. Why am I glad I came, and what am I experiencing?
You're experiencing sort of a unique brand of sort of clean comedy for adults. So I've written three shows without any swear words. So it's kind of finding different ways, while keeping the humour clean, to kind of find the comedy in the characters and the stories and what's going on. So you're glad to be seeing something a bit different.
Mm. As a performer, are you aware of me in the third row, if I'm reacting?
Yes, because there's a lot of light in my venue.
Apart from that, you know, is there a fourth wall down here?
There's the fourth wall kind of breaks down a bit during the songs. Like the songs are kind of more of the narrator talking about what's happening to the audience. But during the show, not really. I can hear the laughs, and I like that when they happen. But no, there's no sort of eye contact with the audience or anything too scary, and there's no audience participation.
So big relief for a lot of people. So what are you doing 5 minutes before you go on stage?
5 minutes before I go on stage, I'm usually standing just behind the door leading onto the stage in the stairwell, sort of blocking one ear to the noise bleed from Annie upstairs, the musical Annie, and really trying to listen out for my house music to die down before I go on.
And I guess, you know, there's a warning here for humanity that if you're too nice and polite, you know, it can all go wrong.
Yeah, there's benefits to standing up for yourself, which you'll see in the show.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Paul.